It's Hot 937, Hot937.com. I am Brittany J, and my guy DJ Rex is on the set.
Yeah, man. Listen, before you do the tea for the day, tonight's going down at the Red Room Grill out there in Meriden. I'm on the set. It's all hosted by Camille Marie. It's the ladies' affair, so come on down and party with the kid, man.
Nice. Well, now.
Hold up. It's time. It's time for the tea for the day.
Yes, and today. Okay, so Chris Brown, he's being sued for $17 million by a woman who claimed she was raped at his house by one of his friends.
What?
She claims that she was invited to a party at Chris Brown's house in February 2017 where he supplied cocaine, molly, and weed. She
what?
Said one of Chris Brown's friends forced these women, her and her friend, I guess, to hook up with Chris and another man named Lowell Grissom. She also claims that there was a female friend there that had forced her to perform oral sex on one of the guys and then pushed her head on the bed and sat on her face. The girl. So when she went to the bathroom, she saw that her face was covered in blood. So apparently this woman was menstruating. She said she decided to take a shower. The guy Grissom entered the restroom, pushed her on the bed and raped her. Then she said later he held her up against the washing machine and raped her again. She said she went to a rape center treatment and reported it to the police. The LAPD investigated the woman's report but couldn't determine if the sex was consensual or forced. There's still more. So remember Lisa Bloom, the lady who she represented Blac Chyna and Quantasia Sharpton?
Yep.
So apparently she has a mother who's a lawyer too, and she hired that lady as her lawyer. Chris Brown's lawyer said that the shameless money grab, and we'll get on TMZ Live today to get into the case. And that's what I have so far about Chris Brown. First of all, this case sounds crazy. Like, I hope that didn't happen, but if it did, I hope they get everything they deserve. But I don't think Chris Brown should be named. I think that it was his house that things, if it allegedly happened, I feel like he shouldn't be named in that lawsuit.
So how many times was she raped?
It looks like two times, like, sexually and, like, two times orally. I don't know. That's all I can see.
And never considered heading out the door in between.
Listen.
I'm just saying.
Listen, we're going to find out. We're going to get to the bottom
of
this.
Where's Big Man? The door.
The door. I thought I was okay. So wait, I don't know. I hope. Just leave Chris Brown out of it, okay? He served his time, damn it. All right, so listen. Cardi B, she officially announced that she's having a baby girl. Little Offset Tanya Patron Cephas. That's the name I gave her. Because you got to have the liquor. You got to have the Offset. You got to have the last name, the Cephas. Offset Tanya says we ready for your arrival. Okay, so moving on. Tristan Trifinity Thompson, he spoke out for the first time and he said that having his daughter True with Chloe made him so much more emotional. It's different than his son, but it's fun and it changes you. The more important part is, like, does that mean you're going to tuck your little friend in and stop sleeping around with other women? Like, what type of change are we talking, Tristan? Because We need thorough change. This is ridiculous. So lastly, Tierra Marie. You know who Tierra Marie is. Like, we remember her, right? Like,
no, okay. We don't.
How to make a girl feel. Tierra, huh? She's on Love & Hip Hop.
Oh, we know, but
she's
you
on
know,
Love
where
& Hip Hop Hollywood. So listen, so she on a sex tape. Somebody leaked a sex tape of her performing oral sex and a pic of baby juice on her face. She took to Instagram to say her social media was compromised by someone who she felt was deserving of her love and trust. The person posted footage of what was in the moment was private and sacred. Moving forward, I recognize the need to be more cautious and discerning. She goes on some more and says, revenge porn is a crime in California and I will be in pursuit of justice. From what I understand, she's in a relationship. She was in a relationship with the person that the sex tape was, so it's like you can't knock her for like doing what she does for her man. But yeah, the sex tape out there, and if you'd like to know how I feel about the sex tape, you know I got my hands on it. You know I got my hands on it. Sis, I give her like a B for effort. Sis used two hands. I don't know how I feel about two hands. But she did a thing though.
Yeah,
she did a thing.
She's gonna have to end up looking like the glazed donut though.
I know she caught it on her. I mean, listen, to each his own, you know what I'm saying? Your freak is, you know, everybody level the freak is different, sis. So yeah, that's it.
WZMX. WZMX HD1 Hartford. Thanks for sweating it out with DJ Rex and the Big Man. It's the Midday Workout every weekday afternoon on Hot 93.7.